Hey, good morning. 194 on the Playhouse of the Morning. Zero MK Joel D. It is 6:21 in the morning. We are creeping on closer and closer to your next chance to get a designer handbag. And 194's Pick Your Purse at 7:10. Also play at 8:10, 11:10, and 1:10. But MK, this might be a very personal question. I don't know. When it comes to what you're attracted to, what level of hair are you into on a gent?
I don't want it really hairy. So I used to date someone that was very hairy, and I used to take pictures of him that was so bad, and I would say Harry Potter, but like hair, like H-A-I-R-Y. And I would call him Harry Potter. I don't want a lot of hair. I don't want it. There can only be one shedder, and it's going to be me. If I'm cleaning the drain, I don't want a lot of hair. It's going to just be my hair.
Well, let's see if you fall into the stats here. Hairy legs. You like a guy with hairy legs?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right. You're with everybody else. Hairy arms?
A little bit.
You're with everybody else. Armpits?
Yeah, it's normal.
More popular than it's ever been to have a guy shave his pits.
I trim my pits.
I think it would be so weird if Steven would shave his armpits.
Hairy chest? Yay or nay?
Not a lot. If you have a little, okay, I would prefer smooth.
For the first time in years, researchers asked women to compare hairy and smooth chests of men. And by far, 85% of women preferred the smooth chest.
85%?
We are a smooth chest society, ladies and gentlemen.
Because we grew up with Ken.
I got to do some shaving.
I used to trim or shave way back in the day, and then I just would trim because I have a hairy chest.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like trim it down, especially when I run. But now I just let it go. Jada likes it, so I'm like, all right, well, that makes it easy for me.
I would never tell Steven to shave. It doesn't bother me. I guess maybe if it got like long. But if you got rid of it,
Austin Powers,
wouldn't
thing.
It? How it grows back, it would get really like rough.
You'd want to probably keep up on it, I suppose.
You would have to.
And then, so basically from the neck down, completely smooth or trim and manicured is what people are looking for. Any guess on where we'd really like a lot of hair still in 2022?
Nuh-uh.
Good bushy beard is still quite popular.
I was thinking somewhere else.
I thought you were going to say down there, too.
No, that's also smooth or trim.
Yeah, that's why I said no way.
You're going to get that carrot top going or something that just curls up a little bit.
No,
afro on the pants, no. Frowned upon.
Frowned upon.
Trimmed or completely smooth from the neck down. That includes there, you sicko.
I know.
A beard. People still liking the facial hair, whether that's a little bit, the scruff, or like a full-on beard. People liking the beard. But smooth chest, I think, is the headline there. That's kind of, that's
that
the shock.
That is a large number for
I
chest.
I think because, okay, I think it would be good for summer. And if you're wearing bathing suit bottoms, swim trunks, how often does that happen? Not a lot. But
what?
You're not for a man.
Yeah.
Like if you're wearing swim trunks.
Oh, to trim it up before you go to the beach or whatever.
Yeah, or make it smooth. But that's something you would just have to keep up on. I keep rubbing my chest. And I'm like, that's probably so weird. I'm just thinking about how it'd be so scratchy. I would say just overall, you just have to be maintained and groomed.
When I lost it all on my head, I guess I kind of just decided that if I'm going to have hair anywhere, I'm going to take it. So there's not a lot of trimming or manicuring that goes on this body because I just take a little bit of pride in having hair anywhere. I'm like, if I can't have it up top, well, I might as well have hair other places.
Yeah.
So the idea of being completely smooth from top to bottom makes me really I feel like a seal.
I couldn't shave like I used to, but then I just break out. Like I kind of rash out, especially like in between my
like razor bump.
Yeah, like I would get like just bumps and like sometimes even a pimple. Like I have some scars from when I was like in college and stuff. And then I was like, you know what? So I just like trim it down, like full body trim, head to toe, just all the way down.
Now really, a quick Playhouse poll, I suppose. Smooth or hairy? And where, I guess. Like, do you want hair everywhere? Do you want just in some places? 237, it's text 35270. And do you agree with this smooth chest thing? Are we liking the smooth, just completely like rubbing up on a baby's butt chest?
Yeah, no. I mean, no. You need hair on there.
But I don't want it long where, like, if I had my finger on your chest, I'm like, oh, I can't. My finger's not moving.
Can you get your finger stuck in whatever Steven's got going on? I don't think I've ever seen Steven shirtless, which is a shock.
No, it's he doesn't really have a lot. It's not hairy.
That's why you went there, huh?
I would feel like a child.
What do you think?
No,
how did I? How did
that's
I?
What I'm saying. You're attracted to.
The first time I saw him shirtless, how did I know he didn't have hair? Hey, before we go on a date, you got to take your shirt off
see,
for me.
Are you hairless or do you trim it up? What's going on there?
Are people liking smooth, hairy? What are we getting as far as texts right out of the gate?
Someone said the hair makes the man, smooth makes a boy. Someone's just laughing at the no afro in the pants. No afro in the pants. Afro for like the beard. I would say it's mostly just like kind of groom it, keep it good. No one's really saying smooth all over.
You want hair everywhere, hair nowhere. Where are we at with the hair?
I like hairy men.
So is it a deal breaker for you if he's like a smooth guy, like really manscaped?
If he shaves, it's a no-go.
So your advice to men interested in you is let it grow out. Hair, armpits, face, head, butt crack.
I think he's not afraid to be dirty and you know, a real guy has a lot of hair. And what's the point of shaving it? The girl's supposed to shave, but not guys.
He's got little mohawk sticking out the crack end when you go home and see him get out of the shower tonight. Do you tell him to trim that?
Yes, I would tell him to trim that.
Wait, what do they call it? The trail to the treasure? The treasure trail.
That's the wrong side, though, isn't it?
Wrong side. That's not the treasure you want.
No.
You'll be out for two more days.
Yeah, I'm going to get pink eye all over again.
She'll be getting that pink eye again.
She'll be getting the pink eye again.
No, the doctor is going to be like, what is wrong with you? This would be my third. That would be my third time this year.
The doctor definitely would be like, what is going on in that house?
Yes.
We like to call that his Stephen's pink Guy Prairie.
That's so good. Yeah, don't be getting on that end.
Treasure trail's the other side.
Treasure trail's the other side, yeah. Misplaced it. Don't follow that.
Is that what you
one.
Said you call it, or was it something else?
No.
What did you say?
It was Pink Eye Prairie?
No, I never called it anything. I don't. There is no name. He doesn't have a like hair tail to his butt.
Well, that you know in the front, right? You know what
I'm talking
about. Okay.
Front, yes.
There's got to be one for the back.
Well, I don't think there is.
There's got to be one. It's like the small of your back, and then it just like all of a sudden it goes straight down into the booty crack.
Oh, no. If that was a thing, I think have to tell him.
Yeah, we might want to trim that up. Maybe you do it for him because that's a hard place to shave, I would think.
Well, whenever he cuts his hair, like I do his neck and like his outlining on the back.
Yeah.
So I could probably do his backside too if I had to.
How much hair is too much hair? Where do you want the hair? Just seeing if we're falling in the average here. 237, it's text 35270. What Republic? Why not E4? Hey, it's Playhouse. Why not E4, the number one hit music station? Zero, maybe KHLT. So when it comes to gentlemen that you're attracted to, do you prefer him, women of the Playhouse family, to be more smooth or hairy? Where do you like him to be more hairy? Where do you like that manscaping? What are you seeing, Amy K?
Somebody said, I prefer my man with a little bit of hair, but the smooth chest is always nice. But on a side note, when it becomes fall and I get lazy on shaving, I'll probably shave like once every other week. It really turns my boyfriend on that I get kind of hairy and it's whatever he likes. Someone else said, I asked my partner to grow out his chest hair because I love lying on his chest and running my fingers through it. But I like clean shaven more than beard, but just not a fan of hairy backs. It's not a deal breaker. Someone said, I'm kind of in between. I don't want him completely hairless, but I don't want to be cuddling a gorilla either. I love facial hair and hairy legs, just maybe a little bit on the chest. And then someone else said, smooth, no facial hair, no chest hair, no back hair, no hair down there, no stomach hair, just head, eyebrows, arms, and legs.
And are you thinking smooth, hairy? Where are we on this thing?
Well, yeah, because it's about their testosterone. Generally, men that have more hair on their body, they're like more animals in bed. And
so you think the hairier he is, the better lover he's going to be. That's what you're saying?
Yes. They give you more oomph. Like, they're not as wishy-washy. They're not like, you know, they're like, oh, my God, you're having sex with me. Like, I feel taken in a good way. And as opposed to just kind of being a little bit more, as I said, kind of a weenie about it. I got a hairy back. A truly frightening and scary back. Falls from my neck down to my hairy crack. Ew. Like
maniac. Get me to a groomer. My shoulder blades could use a waxing or at least a shave. Let's make some dreadlocks or at least some braids. This shit is thicker than the Everglades.
Harry Scary Forest.
Come here, girl.
That can't be gone with it.
Wax my back.
That can't be gone with it.
Make me scream.
That can't be gone with it.
You so mean.
That can't be gone with it.
Give it a rip.
That can't be gone with it.
Down to my hips.
That can't be gone.
No more shoulder dreads.
That can't be gone with it.
Upside my head.
That can't be gone with it.
Stroke my hairy back.
Don't lose your comb in it.
Scratch my hairy back.
Don't drop your phone in it.
Bet my hairy back.
I've lost this bone in it.
Lick my hairy back.
Y94 Morning Playhouse.